Welcome to Restaurant Radio, a place for lively and candid conversations about working in the restaurant industry. Tune in as insiders talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of today's kitchen culture. Now, here's your host, Nan Wilkinson.
Greetings, everyone. I'm so excited to be starting this podcast. I'm a 40-year industry veteran, and I know all too well the issues of working and hiring in the restaurant and hospitality industry. The problems we have now for sure have been exacerbated because of the pandemic, but I'm going to be brutally honest and say we've struggled with these issues for many years now. I'm so passionate about helping to change the culture of our industry so that we can attract new talent and not lose any more of the talent that we have. My hope is through conversations with the business owners, industry leaders, and the employees that we can all better understand what the needs are and how to take better care of one another. Let me tell you a little bit about my background and what makes me an expert on this issue. First of all, as I mentioned, I'm a 40-year veteran of the restaurant industry. I've done everything from being a pool chef at a five-star hotel, flipping burgers poolside in a full-on chef coat and steel-toed boots, to working for a James Beard Award-winning chef, and working on the hotline in some of the coolest, trendiest restaurants in Los Angeles. While in LA, I also ran my own bakery where I did desserts for a restaurant and had my own catering company with clients like John Landis, Dan Aykroyd, Jim Henson, and Michael Jackson, just to mention a few. After working in the restaurant industry for many years, I decided to open my own place called Passport Restaurant. Our menu featured classic dishes from around the world. It was a culinary journey. My business partner and I also opened a bakery and deli. Typically, we had about 12 people on staff at any given time at the bakery, and I remember one year in particular that the turnover was so bad at the end of that year that we had given out over 100 W-2s. It was really quite shocking. I've done a little bit of just about everything in the restaurant industry. I've even owned and operated my own food truck. I understand that we all have a different opinion about what matters to us and what we're looking for, whether you're the employer or the employee. But I do believe that there's some basic needs that we don't meet on a regular basis currently in the restaurant industry. I think it's time that we take a look at these and see if we can't elevate the work life in restaurants. I hope you'll join me as we have these conversations about what it might look like and how we can make these positive changes. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you'll join me for the next episode. And until then, all the best.